All right, let's get to the question of the day here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. What 24-hour business would you want in your home? 713-572-4610. I'm Reginald Latula. That is Luke Morrow in for the OG John Lopez, who has the week off. He is, I think, he's out there in the hill country, I think.
I have no idea. I think he's taking, like, a little family.
Yeah, a little family vacay.
Like a whole family with the grandkids and all that stuff, the children.
I expect nothing less. He's a family man.
You know what I'd be wanting to do whenever we say so-and-so is out? I like what Area 45 do.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever somebody's out, like Patrick Creighton, be like, yeah, Sean is off because he's lazy. I just like to, we got to start doing that. Lopez is off being lazy.
That's better than what I've seen other people do, which is they just be lying on him. It's like, oh man, he had terrible diarrhea. And he had to,
hey, we can do that too.
All right, that probably doesn't tie in nicely with this. I probably shouldn't have done that. But the 24-hour business you would want in your home, the reason why this comes up is apparently the streamer Kai Cenat, who, look, if you got a kid, they might know about him. This has gotten really big in a way that I still don't fully understand. But hey, I guess it's not for me to understand. Got a big following. And as he was streaming live, him and his homeboys apparently were at Tony Parker's house. Why? I don't know. I just know that this was happening. And he's walking around showing off, basically doing a modern version of MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
And he ends up out on like kind of the back patio of sorts. And you turn the corner and here is a Nando's restaurant. In fact, this is what it sounds like on the stream when Kai Cenat discovers it.
I don't think I've seen this ever in my life. We got a 24-hour Nando's restaurant at the crib.
Hey. Shout out to Nando's. Hey, I need that right now.
24 hours. Nando's at the house.
Nando's at the house. And I, like, in an instant, my very not rich brain was like, what? How does that work? How do they staff this? And of course, if you're a rich person, you don't think about such things. You're just like, I want this in my house. I don't know why Tony Parker needs this, but I guess why does anybody need anything? So let's get into that space of if you could break your way from the need of it or what have you. What business, what entity would you want in your house 24 hours? Because I feel like this could be a real boon to your life and your lifestyle if you pick the right thing.
Yeah, I was kind of influenced by the crosstalk earlier. Some of the texts that have come in on it are really good. But my original thought, I'll stick to my guns. I was actually going to say like an urgent care or some sort of health facility. Now, if you're rich enough to have this in your home, I guess you don't need to worry about that so much because you should, you know, have good health care and go to the doctor. You can spend money to go to the doctors as often as you need. But I can be a little, again, neurotic, I guess, when it comes to like health stuff. So it'd be nice to be able to just get like, you know, get checked out, get that peace of mind anytime. And also, there was an instance a couple years ago where I dislocated my finger in the middle of the night and I had to go to the ER. And then you're just sitting there for like an hour or two. And I had to wait till like 3 a.m. to get my finger put back in place. It'd be nice if I could just pop over to the other room over there. Bang, they fix you up. You're back to doing whatever you're doing.
Are you a hypochondriac?
A little bit.
Okay. So I was like, if it is, if you are a hypochondriac, that kind of would be a good way to do. Like, we could just quell this fear immediately. Right? It's worthwhile for you, even if it's somewhat unnecessary and you probably could utilize something else. It's just like, look, peace of mind is worth more than anything.
Absolutely.
I bet that doctor would hate you, though. That doctor would be like, all right, all right, Luke, what is it
what
now?
What do he want?
No, that's a pretty sweet gig, though. He's in one spot. He's only got one patient to worry about. He could do whatever he wants all day.
And the paperwork would be a lot easier.
Yeah. Once in a while, I'll pop in and be like, is this something? Do I have cancer? What's going on? And I was like, no, it's nothing.
Just a mole, buddy.
Yeah.
Same mole that we saw last year.
You good, man.
All right. On with our day.
Some other things that have come in on the text line from the 832 24-hour dispensary. Well, I mean, look. That save you some hassle. You don't got to go out the house. You don't got to move around. You don't end up in that situation I imagine some people end up in where they're like, all right, time to get this popping. And then you're like, oh, don't got any product for myself. So, yeah, that's tough. Obviously, food is going to be a big one here from the 281. Ramen Del Barrio. Okay, very good. Somebody said Whataburger 24/7. Ooh, I like what's happening here. 832, Lids Locker Room.
Yeah,
that is brilliant. Like, you know, if you're a sports fan, especially if you're one of the sports fans that likes to really put on, like, I want to do jerseys, I want to do hats, I want to do. Imagine if you could just walk in and it's basically a team store in there. and you can get that. Or like,
yeah,
if it's like a Foot Locker, take it to a different level, get a whole bunch of sneakers in there. Like, oh, I like what we're doing there. We're making just a different level of closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, if you're rich, you could just already purchase all that stuff. And just turn that room into a closet, get a Taco Bell in there as well.
From the 832 at Pluckers 24/7, because I be wanting wings at 7 a.m. That's a great point. There are some places that some things that you just can't get at like 2 o'clock in the morning, although should you be having those things at 2 o'clock in the morning? That's a different question. There's some things it's just like, I would like to be able to get this at this time of hour.
Yeah.
What would it be for you, Fizz?
So the first thing I thought about, I wanted something in the house that won't really stink up the house as much, or you might not get tired of the smell as much, but I would like some type of coffee spot. I don't want to say Starbucks because I've been working there for so long and I'm tired of it, but my favorite coffee spot, I would like to have my favorite coffee spot in there. That way I wake up in the morning, you could smell that coffee each time. You could just go over there and get whatever you want. Some other things I was thinking about was a barbershop.
Yeah,
I would love to have like just a whole barbershop setting and just one chair right there just for me. So that way I could just walk in just in some slides and some pajamas and just get my hair cut real quick.
That one is huge because I don't even know if it's like the driving or the distance that it would take for you to get to wherever. It's the scheduling.
Yeah. True.
Nowadays, like, especially in the city of Houston where we got a bajillion people in here, like any barber, they're all largely booked and busy. So like getting in to book, or I mean, take it a different level. I just got my hair braided. Like if you also have like Figgy and you're doing twists or what have you.
Yeah.
You having to schedule not just a barber, but, you know, a hairstylist or what have you. And doing all that scheduling is not always the easiest. Imagine if there is one person that is always there for you whenever you need them.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
It's true. How often do you guys go to the barber? Like, if you had one in the house, how often would you use it?
Oh, that'd be a weekly occurrence.
Yeah.
If I had that level of access?
Yeah. Me, personally, I try to go every other week.
Oh, okay.
But if it was in my house, I'd probably do at least every week.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, every Monday morning or something like that.
Oh, okay. See, now we're finding ways to work the system to our benefit. From the 979 Shipley's. Shout out. That's real Houston establishment. Obviously, we can get some other Houston establishments in here. Another person said Chick-fil-A, so it's open on Sundays. Look at that. Heady play.
This one, I kind of think, I've been thinking about this one too. I would like to have some type of hookah lounge.
Oh.
Some type of hookah lounge with maybe some regular bar food and all that stuff. I could just go in there.
And then a respiratory therapist to come with it.
There's the hypochondriac.
Just going to be smoking hookah every day. Get out of here.
Not a lot of people go. Well, at least I had not thought a lot about like entertainment situations where some people went there. Because a number of people said massage, which I guess is not entertainment or what have you. But then people in true Houston fashion were like, booty club. Give me the strip club at the house. Which, I don't hate it. Like, I don't hate it as an idea.
They did show, I want to say it was like a $50 million mansion at one point on YouTube or something like that. And they actually had a nightclub in there, in the mansion.
If you have a strip club in your house, how does that work? Like, do the girls have to dance 24/7 even if there's no one there?
I feel like
you
can let
them chill out.
Or are
they just kind of on call?
Yeah, I feel like they chill out until it's time to go to work, right? And then also,
or it could be a thing where the club is being ran on its own and, you know, just like a regular club, but it's in your house.
Oh,
and then that way you could just pop up whenever you want to.
I don't want those customers coming in and out of my house.
that was one of the appeals. It's like, I don't have to be next to some of the seedy folks that end up at the strip club as well. Someone said Frenchie's, Papacito's comes up. Yeah, love that.
Frenchie's is a good one.
Yes, it's a very good one. And then someone said, Figgy, it'd be real funny if you go to the house barbershop and they still ask you if you got an appointment. Dispensary. I did want to mention a number of people when they sent in the massage were like, but not the Deshaun Watson one though.
We got to make that clear, man.
Life.
I hate that, man. It was not no funny business whenever you mention a massage.
No, it wasn't.
Now you got to make a disclaimer every time you bring it up.
Yeah, thanks, NFL. Deshaun, Justin Tucker, Robert Kraft. My goodness.
Yeah.
That's just the NFL. I was like, if we're just talking athletes, Lamar Odom is high up on this for me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Quite a run of things that happened. At that point, somebody says strippers will come to your house for a nominal fee. Thank you for your experience, 713. But also, I don't know quite what to do with that any further. Some other things. Oh, this is a question that I have for you fellas. Is this a good idea from the 832, a comedy club? Because I feel like you're setting yourself up to get roasted in your house.
Yeah, if it's just you.
I mean, even if it's not just you, like crowd work is going to be limited and they're getting after you.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a jester.
That might be cool, though, because you can make it super exclusive. So someone that you could get maybe like a Dave Chappelle or something like that that's just only for you. That's kind of it kind of made me think about how Pablo Escobar, how he pretty much hired all or he pretty much paid all these athletes to come play soccer with him.
Yeah.
And it was just like a private event with some of the best soccer players during that time. It's like, damn.
I think I like what some, for me personally, I think I would go with where some of these other people are going, which is like a fully staffed gym. And I would need a trainer as well because my accountability is terrible. I am currently on a streak of a week of skipping workouts personally. So like if it's in the house and there's a trainer there, I have no excuses.
Yeah.
And I'd be better about my situation.
I would like to have a juice bar in the house.
I like what you're doing there. Mm. HEB in my house, which is a great answer because HEB goes far in my, but I feel like we have a winner here. This person says one thing and I'll revise it for them. They say ATM machine, which is oxymoronic, but I think you go bank in the house.
That's a little scary, though, man. You might have some people
trying to run up on you.
Yeah, you might have some people trying
all
to
right.
plot.
Fair enough. All right, keep sending those in if you have other answers.
It'd be an episode of The Town going on, man.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Twin Peaks. I feel like if you go on Twin Peaks, just go with the other people that are saying Magic City. You know what I mean? Like, just do it that way. Anyways, all right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including a note that will mean that the 18-game season not coming quite as early as we were maybe forecasting. We'll talk about that more next.